Cynthia, look what you made me do. That's okay. I'm creative. I don't have to color inside the lines. We'll just make it a nighttime picture.
How's the cleanup coming? Angelica, you haven't cleaned up any of your toys.
Like my drawing, Daddy?
Sweetie, remember how Daddy and Angelica made a deal? Daddy buys Angelica the $400 video game set, and Angelica cleans up a room once a month?
I didn't feel like it this month.
Listen, Angelica, whether or not you feel like it, your toys have to be put away. You got it?
Got it. Starting next month.
Angelica, this is the end of the line. I'm afraid I'm gonna have to take some action. I'm gonna talk to Mommy about your behavior.
Jonathan, I want my fax machine repaired today. I don't care if it's Sunday. It's Monday in Japan, and you can bet they're not sitting on their tushes in Tokyo.
Hi, friends. Broken toaster? Baby on the fritz? Jam fax machine? Call Sal Fiosco, home office king. Call me day and night, 7 days a week. Call 555-KING. That's 555-KING. Remember, I'll treat you like royalty.
Look, why don't you call this guy on TV, the home office king?
Charlotte, I...
What happened to good service, Drew? Just try and get a simple fax repaired.
Charlotte, it's about Angelica.
You mean our little princess?
That's exactly who I mean. Have you noticed that lately Angelica's been acting like a real princess?
A real princess?
Drew, that's great.
Great.
Don't you see? If Angelica's ever going to make it in a male-dominated power structure, she's got to eat, breathe, drink, and sweat self-esteem.
Look, I know we've been blessed with a special little girl, but if we don't stop spoiling her, she's going to suspect she really is a princess.
Hear that, Cynthia? Wait till I tell the babies.
So, let me get this straight. You're a real princess?
Yeah. I heard my mommy and daddy talking, and that's what they said. And then they said it was a secret, and I wasn't supposed to find out.
I don't know, Angelica. If you're a real princess, how come you don't have a crown?
Yeah. And how come you don't live in a castle?
And how come your mommy and daddy aren't a king and a queen?
Don't you get it? Those grown-ups downstairs, Mr. and Mrs. Pickles, or whatever their name is, they're not my real mommy and daddy. They're my evil step-parents.
Then I'm not really your cousin?
Sorry, Tommy. You're just a simple pheasant. My real mommy and daddy are a king and queen, and they'd never yell at me or make me put away toys or do nothing mean to me at all.
Angelica, how do we know you're a princess?
Hey, what if we do a test like in the fairy tales?
Look, we'll do the princess proposal test.
What's that?
If Angelica's a princess, then we should be able to climb up her hair.
Climb up my hair?
Yeah, Princess Rapunzel had this prince climb up her hair practically every night. It's the only way we'll know for sure.
All right, fine. Phil, Lil, climb up my hair.
Are you sure you won't get mad?
Of course I'm sure. Now go ahead. Climb up my hair.
Yeah!
Oh, what's the matter with you? That's no way to treat a princess. Now, this is the Princess and the Pea test. It'll tell us for sure. Real princess's skin is so soft they can feel a pee through a whole lot of blankets.
I can feel it when Phil pees through a whole lot of blankets. Does that make me a princess?
No, that just makes you both disgusting.
Okay, Chucky, where's that pee you were getting?
I kinda got hungry all the way upstairs.
You ate it?
Well, yeah. But I found something else on the kitchen floor. Will a fork work?
Give me that.
You did it, Angelica. You're a real princess. You didn't even have to get all the way up the pile, and it still hurt.
But you guys, we didn't use a real pee.
Oh, now we'll never know.
Okay, one more test. And this time, no one better eat any of it. It's just like Cinderella. If the slipper fits, it means I'm a princess. Tommy, bring in the slipper. Go ahead, Tommy. Put it on me.
It fits!
Angelica, you're a real princess. This proves it.
Well, I hope you babies are satisfied.
I'm sorry we ever questioned you, Princess Angelica.
I forgive you, Charles. In fact, I'm gonna let you be my royal footman.
Wow, thanks, Angelica. What do I get to do first?
The royal feet. Now help me pack and hurry. My real daddy is probably gonna be here soon to rescue me and frisk me off to the palace.
going downstairs to wait for the king.
Want a lollipop, Princess Angelica?
Why, thank you, Thomas.
Where is he?
Don't worry, he'll be here any minute. Yep, any minute now, he'll take me away from my evil step-parents. He's not coming. He's just gonna leave me here with the pickles, and they're gonna make me clean up my toys and brush my teeth and never have any fun. My life is over.
That's too bad, Angelica.
I guess the king just forgot about you.
Maybe they had a revolution.
No! He didn't forget! Angelica, you're a real princess, right?
Yeah.
Well, I heard enough fairy tales to know. Princesses might get taken away from their real parents. Princesses might have to live with evil step-parents. Princesses might even be made to clean up their toys. But whenever there's a princess in trouble, sooner or later, she gets rescued. And Angelica, you're gonna get rescued too!
Believe you, Tommy, but you're just a baby. The fact is, I'm doomed to live out the rest of my days with a bunch of ordinary...
Look! It's the king!
Wow! Look at his car!
It's even got a crown on it!
You Mrs. Pickles?
Yes, and you must be...
Sal Fusco, Home Office King. Now, where's the fax?
Right this way.
That's him! That's the king!
I don't know, Angelica. He didn't look very much like a king.
Yeah, where's his crown?
And his robe.
Don't be nincompoops. He's in disguise. This way he can go wherever he wants and the common people will never bother him. Now, come on, help me get my stuff out to the royal car.
You're really leaving?
Of course. I'm going to the castle.
Don't you want to say goodbye to your mommy and daddy?
Nah, they never let me do anything fun. Now, help me get out of here while I still can.
Angelica, can we come with you to the palace and play with all your diamonds and furs?
And ride on the royal ponies?
And watch the royal television?
Sorry, that stuff's only for princesses. But hey, I tell you what, you babies can have my old room with all that junk in it.
Wow!
Thanks, Angelica!
Of course, you gotta clean it up once a month. Now scat before somebody sees you and I get caught.
Hey, Angelica!
Get out of here! You want me to get caught?
I just wanted to say...
Someday, you babies can come and play at the palace. Hey, babies, kneel down for a second.
Angelica, the last time you made me do this...
No, Chucky, I want to knight you guys.
I'm scared of the dark.
No, 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 knight you. You know, make you important people.
Like princesses?
Well, not quite, but close. Now go ahead, kneel. Sir Phil, eater of earthworms. Lady Lil, loudest screamer in the land. Sir Charles, Fraidy Cat Extraordinaire. And Sir Thomas, the bravest baby of them all.
Wow, thanks, Angelica.
My pleasure, Sir Thomas. Now I gotta go. Bye.
Bye!
When you learn to write, drop us a postcard.
Okay, Tommy.
There she goes. Angelica the princess.
What do you mean, $100?
Quick!
Hey, that's what you pay for quality.
Just a look at it?
Well, we did it. It's a princess's life for me, Cynthia. Nothing but video games, ponies, and chocolate chip cookies.
Have it back tomorrow morning. I need it tomorrow.
Yeah, don't they all?
Wow, she's really leaving.
I hope she'll be happy with King Sal.
Hey, let's go check out her toys.
Yeah!
Great. I'll just be sitting on my throne and reading comic books all day long. And best of all, I won't ever have to see those evil step-parents again. Miss them? Why would I miss them? All they ever did was make me clean up my room. And read me bedtime stories and kiss me goodnight and take care of me when I'm sick and... Oh, Cynthia, I made a terrible mistake. What do I do? Good idea, Cynthia.
Help! Let me out of here! Help! Mr. King Princess! No! castle got kind of boring, and I decided to come back home.
But you're still a princess, right?
Let's just let that be our little secret, okay, Tommy?
Thanks for bringing her home, Sal. Sorry about the trouble.
Eh, no trouble at all. When you spend as much time around home office equipment as I do, you learn a thing or two about kids. Oh, yeah, and your fax just needed another roll of paper.
How silly of me.
That'll be $100, please.
What?
Oh, Daddy, you're the best daddy ever.
And you're the sweetest little girl, Princess.
Daddy, can I ask you a favor?
Anything you want, Princess.
Don't call me Princess.
Because her puppy's up a tree.
Police station, Phil.
Fire station, Lil.
Please.
Fire.
Please.
Fire.
Stop. What in Bob's name do you think you're doing?
We're just playing with your Bogo blocks.
We weren't gonna take them or anything.
I know. It's just that, well, I worked really hard to get them exactly right, and I'd rather not mess them up. Fine, Chucky.
Yeah, have it your way.
Yes, I'd like the answer to what across. Thank you. Wait, could you also tell me two across? And three across? Okay. Could you hold on a second? I have another call. Hello? Oh, hi, Stu. The holiday weekend, huh? Yeah, sounds nice. Oh, no, you know Tommy's always welcome here. Yeah, bring him over. Listen, Stu, I gotta go. I'm paying $2 a minute on the other line. No, Stu, it's the crossword puzzle helpline. I'll see you later. Yes, could you give me the answer to number one down? Well, hi, Dee Dee.
Hi, Charles. Thanks for looking after Tommy. Stu and I have been looking forward to this cheese tasting tour for months.
Oh, no problem.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Mommy will be back after the long weekend. Mwah. Now, Charles, I've got a few phone numbers here. Tonight we'll be at Olga's Cheese Inn in Waukesha. Then tomorrow we'll be leaving Waukesha for La Crosse. Where we'll...
Hey, guys, you here? I'm staying over for a long weekend.
Wow! How long is that?
Well, I don't know exactly, but it's the longest I've ever been away from home. This'll be so much fun!
Uh-oh.
What?
You want to tell him, Lil?
Maybe you better.
All right. See, if you guys live together, you're gonna start fighting all the time.
Come on, guys. Me and Chucky are bestest friends.
Sure, now.
But soon you'll start to bug each other.
First, it's just little things, like forgetting to share a toy.
But it'll get worse. Everything they do will bug ya.
The way they drink their milk.
The way they roll that ball.
The way she wears her ribbon in her hair.
The way he has a stupid, ugly duck on his shirt.
The way her shoes are never tied.
The way his diaper smells like.
Where do you get these crazy ideas?
Yeah, you two guys live together without any problems.
Boy, Chucky, your dad's sure a great cook. We never have carrot puree at home.
Until you try his mashed peas.
You know, Chucky, Bill and Lil don't know what they're talking about. We're gonna get along great.
Of course we are.
Hey, let's go play with Mr. Banana Head.
Tommy?
Yeah?
Hold on a sec.
Something wrong, Chucky?
Well, yeah. You forgot to clean up the blocks.
Clean up the blocks? I don't understand.
Well, when you're done playing with the toys, you put it away.
Chucky, we're babies. We have parents to do that kind of stuff for us.
No, Tommy. We gotta put the blocks away. A clean room is a happy room. See?
Like this?
Well, actually, you gotta put them away by color and size. The blue ones go here, the red ones are next, then green. And you always go from big to small. Big to small.
Big to small?
Yep. Big to small.
Gosh, in my house, we never spend all this time putting blocks away.
Night, Chucky. Night, Tommy.
Boy, I'm tired. Night, Tommy.
Hey, Chucky?
Yeah?
I'm really glad we're friends.
Me too, Tommy.
Hey, Chucky.
Yeah?
I'm really glad I'm staying over at your house.
Me too, Tommy.
Even if you do waste a lot of time putting away your blocks. Hey, Chucky.
What? Tommy, what? I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, nothing really.
Uh-huh.
I was just thinking about green jello.
Green jello?
Yeah. How do they do it?
Do what?
Make it green.
I don't know, Tommy. Just go to sleep. How do they make it green?
Hey, Chucky.
Huh?
What is this stuff?
It's gummy bear sugar lumps. Don't you like them?
At my house, we have reptile cereal.
Well, sorry, Tommy, but this is what my dad buys. Plus, look, you get a free gummy bear whistle inside.
You get a free dinosaur and reptile cereal. It's no big deal, Chucky. I like staying in your house, even if you do have yucky cereal.
We can't abort the entire mission for one lost teddy bear, Captain. It's just not logical.
You and your infernal logic! Can't you see? We're babies, not computers!
What are you doing? Space Trek Babies is my favorite show.
Oh, I was just changing the channel. In my house, we always watch reptiles. Hey, is something wrong, Chucky?
Oh, no. Nothing at all.
Just put you in the mailbox and the mailman will take you to China.
Yay!
So how's everything going with you guys?
Yeah, are you driving each other crazy yet?
Don't be silly, Phil. We're getting along great. We've been playing with blocks and watching Reptar and having lots of fun, right, Chucky?
What? Oh, yeah. Lots of fun.
Hey, I'm gonna go get some more stamps. I'll be right back.
Guys, I can't take it anymore. Everything we do, he complains. In my house, we do it this way. In my house, we do it that way. What am I gonna do?
I hate to say it, but
we told you so.
No, Tommy, no!
What's wrong, Chucky?
What's wrong? What's wrong? Look what you did. It's all ruined.
What's all ruined, Chucky?
The Bogo Block Village. The police car is at the fire station. The fire truck's at the airport. The airplane's on top of the restaurant. People are hanging out of windows. Buildings are moved. And you've completely taken apart City Hall.
Chucky, in my house, we do stuff like this all the time.
My house, my house, my house. Let me tell you something, Tommy. This isn't my house. It's my house. And when you're in my house, sometimes you gotta do things my way.
Wow, Chucky. I'm really sorry.
It's okay, Tommy. You didn't know. Here, let me show you where everything goes. Now the airplane goes at the airport, okay?
Well, I guess that makes sense.
And the police car goes at the police station, and the fire truck
goes in the fire station.
Great! Now let me show you where the teddy bears go. Is it Chucky?
Is he still driving you nuts?
Actually, guys, me and Tommy had a little talk, and now everything's going fine.
Well, I got the keys. Okay, Chucky, your turn to go hide.
I'll be back in a sec.
No, you were right. I can't take it anymore. Every time I play with a toy, you gotta put it away just right. The puzzle has to go like this. The teddy bear has to go like that. And if I have to watch Space Trek Babies one more time, I'm gonna crack.
We told you so.
Tommy?
Yeah?
Do you remember what I told you about the blocks?
Yeah, Chucky, I put them away by size and color. Big to small, big to small.
You forgot shape.
Shape?
You see, this block is a triangle. It should be put in with the triangles. And this block is a square, so it should go with the other squares. And this block is a, well, it's a funny-looking shape, and it should go with the other funny-looking shapes. See, this block is a triangle.
You're just gonna leave them like that, aren't you? The red blocks are all mixed with the blue ones and the squares are with the triangles and you don't even care. You really don't care.
Hey, Chucky.
What?
I'm sorry I got mad at you, and I'm sorry I messed up your blocks.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's just that, well, I miss my mommy and daddy, and I miss my house, and I miss doing everything my way.
Well, I'm sorry I got mad at you, too. I guess sometimes everyone just needs to be in their own house and do things their own way.
Hey, Chucky, aren't you cold? Here, take some more blankets.
Thanks.
He was no trouble at all.
Hello, Tommy. We missed you.
Oh, by the way, thanks for the Limburger loaf.
Night, night, sweetie. Mwah.
Tubes Network make Fridays even more incredibly-mazable than they already are.
This calls for action!
With Incredibly-mazable Fridays. 3-hour marathons of the best Nicktoons every Friday at 4. On the next Incredibly-mazable Friday, it's a Danny Phantom marathon with a Danny Phantom premiere.
I'm going ghost!
3 straight hours of the Ghost Fighter who moonlights as a teenager. Incredibly-mazable Fridays next Friday at 4. Only on Nicktoons Network.
Yeah! Class teacher.